This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 491 for Tuesday, July 26th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is trading higher on Tuesday with support from higher crude oil and veg oil prices. Meanwhile, the prairies are expected to see temperatures reach the low 30s degrees Celsius in a few days, which could put heat stress on canola crops. However, rains will accompany the heat. Crude oil made gains to start Tuesday off with the tightening market outweighing recession concerns. The Chicago soy complex, as well as nearby Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed, are all rising in price. Another supportive factor for canola prices is the Canadian dollar, which lost its gains yesterday. The November canola contract is up $11.80 per ton at $806.90. In the U.S., wheat, corn, and soybeans are all showing strength after the USDA's weekly crop progress report showed deteriorating conditions. Meanwhile, Russia fired more missiles in the Odessa and Mykolaiv regions of Ukraine, lowering the prospects of the latter's grain to be shipped out onto the Black Sea anytime soon. The U.S. Wheat Quality Council begins its spring wheat tour in Fargo, North Dakota today, with conditions dropping 3 points to 68% good to excellent. The winter wheat harvest is 77% complete compared to an 80% historical average. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 26 cents U.S. per bushel to $7.96. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 25 cents U.S. to $8.64, and the September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 33 cents U.S. to $9.17. Corn is also trading double digits higher today. Just like spring wheat, its condition also dropped 3 points to 61% good to excellent, according to the USDA. Silking was seen in 62% of the crop, 8 points less than a week ago. The USDA also reported that 720,000 tons of corn was exported last week, down from 1.075 million the previous week. The September corn contract is up 18 cents U.S. per bushel to $5.98. Soybean contracts are all trading at least 24 cents U.S. per bushel higher than Monday. Along with support from soy oil and soy meal, the U.S. soybean crop was downgraded 2 points to 59% good to excellent, with 64% of the crop blooming and 26% sitting pods. China's Ministry of Agriculture reported that the country's hog herd was down 2% and the sow herd was down 6% from a year earlier as of the end of June. The August soybean contract is up 34 cents U.S. per bushel to $15.07. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, July 26th in Winnipeg for Markets Farm. I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.